Chapter 2. After dining alone and reviewing and digesting the conversations and interactions of that afternoon, Christian, much to the disgust of his more vengeful side, felt compelled to call again at Randall's house. Not that he had any interest in the house. It was its mistress who drew him. He'd thought he'd understood where he and she now were vis-à-vis each other, yet there were undercurrents between them he couldn't explain. When he'd taken his leave of her that afternoon and she'd given him her hand, he'd grasped it and felt her pulse leap, her breathing tightened, felt everything in him respond. She reacted to him as she always had, if anything, even more intensely, just as he was affected by her. He hadn't expected either to be so. Had assumed she'd loved Randall with all her considerable heart and soul, and that her attraction to him and his to her would consequently have faded, if not died. Not so. As he strode briskly down Audley Street, his more vengeful side, the side of her betrayal and marriage to Randall had brought into being, sneered. Contemptuously reminded him how he'd felt when Barton had so distressed her with Justin's coat, how helpless he'd been to suppress the primitive response to protect and defend her. One that, at that intensity, only made sense if he loved her. If, in his heart of hearts, he still, despite all, saw her as his. His to protect, even if she was no longer his to possess. His position, he cynically admitted, was pathetic. Inwardly frowning, he neared Randall's house, a block south of Grosvenor Square, and saw, to his considerable surprise, every window ablaze with light, much as if a ball were taking place. Mystified.